Oh my God, Sketchies, hello.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
This is gonna be, this is a normal episode of the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show.
Don't be alarmed. Just because we are, don't be alarmed. Everything's gonna be okay.
And we all boarded the Rift plane to record the episode. Then it's going down. Plan.
It's not good, guys. It's not looking good.
Rift Cam, are you able to, can you get control of the plane?
Oh my God.
Hello, greetings, denizens of the Rift plane. Everything is okay.
Oh my God, we're so scared.
And by okay, I mean we are falling at a drastic rate. And listen, okay, I'm going to divulge a secret right now while we're facing our impending dooms. The Rift plane runs on, its fuel is rifts. Okay,
and yeah, I think... we know that much.
Yeah, we don't want to
We sure have said that a lot.
Yeah, that's canon.
That's totally fair. But listen, something about the energy from your rifts powers the plane, and it's not, like, working right. There's some kind of disconnect. So listen,
thank you for your science.
It's real technical. There's been textbooks written about it, but listen.
Can you fix it, Rift Captain?
Yes, but okay. I need emergency rifts from you both, from you all, right now.
You think if we give some rifts, the AI that powers, that flies the plane will be able to get us on course?
Yes, that's right. It's, it is powered by an artificial intelligence. And it's, there's a ghost in the system.
No.
Maybe it's a shell but anyways, look, we need rifts and we need them now.
Oh, Captain, thank you. I'm going to look inside into my rifts and I just want to say before we start that I love all of you.
Oh, you guys are the best.
I super love you all.
Nobody would rather be going down on the rift plane.
all you riffers on my plane, you're like my babies. You're my sweet, sweet summer children.
You're my favorite dad ever.
Riff. Yeah. Well, we gotta get out of this panic mode and into goof mode so we can do the riffs properly.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, crap. Okay. Let me just press the button above your seats here. Okay. We're in riff mode now.
Oh, that's better.
Oh.
Thanks, yeah. Captain.
We're still going
really
down.
Riff now.
Yeah, but I feel much better.
Yeah, thank you, Riff Captain. This is why you do what you do.
You'll feel good while you're doing it.
You're an
hero we need.
Oof.
But not the one we deserve.
Correct.
That's Batman.
So there's a mom who's trying to be too cool by responding to her like teenage preteen kid in a robot voice. And that's kind of how it starts, real cute and innocent, but it just goes too far. Like she can't then turn it off. Like she goes to the bank or whatever. Like she then can't stop and people are getting real mad.
I would love to see this at like a PTA vote for the PTA president. Or whatever the right word for that is now. Essentially, I'd love to see someone like on stage doing their speech to be the president of that organization. Like, I am the cool mom.
I can really relate.
Downloading new TikTok dances.
And people are like, yeah, but what are your stances on the spring fair? What are you going to do different than last year?
I'm organized and... part robot, and I used to be a human mother, but now I must be cool.
Oh, that's good. That sounds nice. Is there going to be cotton candy?
Yes.
Yeah, right. You've caught my vote.
Here's a video of Mr. Beast. My opponent is sus.
Somehow I want the kids to be upset or like really embarrassed by this. Like, oh my God, mom, can't you just like talk normal? You're not cool.
I think it's funny if their kids are there and they're like, this isn't cool for the kids. And the parents are all like, this really connects.
Yes. This slaps, I think.
Yeah, this is.
This slaps.
Well, Herbert over here thinks this is fire.
Oh God, mom, this is so embarrassing. Get off the stage.
Does anyone have a USB-C charger for me to charge my body?
Why do you charge your body overnight like everybody else? Why do you always forget to charge it?
Because my life is too exciting. I don't always sleep in the same bed. The kids are like, no. It's not cool. I like that. I feel like if it's like the kids are there and they're like, this isn't cool, mom. And the parents are like, this is cool. and the robot does stuff the parents would think, like if the robot like vapes and all the parents are like, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that's edgy. What they're doing.
Yeah. So like the parents, there could be like parents talking to each other about the robot mom, and then the kids could talk to each other. So they have that like dialogue between them that juxtaposes the,
yeah.
It's not actually cool.
Let me turn on a Dave Matthews.
I am a registered NFT.
CryptoMom.com arena. Crypto mom.
Yes.
That's so yes. good.
Cookies, the internet kind.
Oh, I was cheering for the regular kind, but okay. Yeah. Chocolate chip. No, I'm wrong.
Cookies, the internet kind.
They can track your kids' whereabouts and search history. And they're gluten-free. Please welcome to the stage, my friend, Matt Damon, famous for his work in the crypto.com arena. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It would definitely be a fun way, like I feel like if the whole scope of the thing is a way to like make fun of that ad too, like you could have a lot of fun with like who would think that ad is cool? You know,
like yeah, totally.
If, like the thesis is like how lame that ad was.
Crypto mom, I need down vests despite having 20 in my basement right now.
Sick down vests.
Down vests. Yeah.
That was so last season.
Tell my dad that. Cool.
You could definitely slate it like the thesis of the sketch is like selling crypto to kids too, like the way that's that like a fun take, cigarettes yeah. or whatever mm-hmm. it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll give you your first Dogecoin for free, then you have to sell the rest to your friends.
Crypto mom loves you.
Oh no, it's here again.
Okay, thanks for the riff. Let me plug it into the computer that's
please,
over here.
Please, Rift Cabin. We're running. We're going down.
Okay. Okay, we're still going down, but it seems like there's a little less turbulence. Okay. Keep going. Keep
going. Rift Cabin, what's going on on the dashboard? Everything, it looks like all the buttons are turning red.
Yeah, they're all like the dials are light. Spinning around.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, everything is turning and spinning, and the computer readout just says riff backwards.
Oh, okay.
All right, it looks like a bug. I'm just gonna let's just do another riff.
Okay.
Okay, I think another riff is probably what we need right now. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a riff,
Okay, okay,
go back to riff mode.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank all right, you. So my riff is like parents are meeting your partner, like somebody's partner at dinner for the first time. And they learn their last name, and it's the same last name as a wine, like but not a good wine.
Okay.
And the parents go like pretend to be interested, but then the partner immediately leaves the table and the parents go, "You have to leave them."
What's a bad wine? Like Yellowtail? That's like a fish.
Yeah, like Barefoot or Yellowtail. Yes. Right. Like just making up a bad wine too would work.
One of the
like,
box mm-hmm. kinds. Yeah.
Franzia?
Yeah. Oh, Franzia. So, yes, Franzia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. Listen, we would never try to butt into your life like this, but you cannot. You cannot be involved with this family. The wine is disgusting. And like started off with them being like rational people who just can't handle this. Mm-hmm. And then like when like the partner comes back, have like the dad be like, I need to be excused. And then like come back and like have the like, you know, the whole thing go badly for 30 seconds and then have the dad come back and just end the farce and be like, I just puked.
I just threw up because of your name.
Because of your name, yeah.
That's it. You're gross.
I just puked this wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon that your mother and I ordered for the table. into the toilet.
This is good.
I almost didn't make it. That's how nauseated I was. I almost couldn't get there.
But you know something? Even my Sauvignon barf is, I would drink that.
Yeah. I could go back into the bathroom, dip a bucket in the toilet and put it in a box and sell it as Sauvignon barf.
People would buy that.
And I guarantee you, yeah, we'd outsell your garbage.
And Doug, Lindsay seems like a wonderful person. I don't want to say that this, that you don't seem like a good couple, because you do, and I understand why you get along, but you, I forbid you to be involved with this family.
It's a disgrace.
Well, actually, we're here to tell you that we're getting married.
Well, I can't see. I've gone blind. I can no longer see at the thought of this horrible union of people. No, I'm blind.
Excuse me, waiter. I've gone blind. Can you please lead me to the nearest ledge that I could jump off of? Excuse the smell. My wife has pooped. And it's all because our son is going to marry the daughter of the Josh Sellers
line. Fortune?
Fortune, can we call it that?
And you know something? My wife's poop could be juiced, put in a bottle, corked, and sold, and it would still be infinitely better.
When you proposed, was the diamond Cuba zirconia, but you called it a diamond anyway? Because that's pretty much what they're doing over at Josh Sellers with wine. I feel like the blow of this could be that the, like, partner whose last name is Josh or whatever could be at the end be like, I'm pregnant. And the both the parents could be like, grandkids. And yes! Like,
Cam, I'm so scared.
What's going on?
Not getting any better.
Is that enough riff juice?
I don't think so. Goodness. Let me check the readout. It just says on. Wait, that means no, backwards. Because it's backwards. Oh, no. It's not enough. Okay.
Cam, why is all the stuff red?
Does it smell like burnt toast in here?
Yeah, I...
He's having a heart attack.
It's a stroke. That's fine.
The AI is... Yeah, the AI is having some kind of, like, weird feedback thing. I think there's maybe... Oh gosh, it seems like the riff energy that normally permeates the computer it's just not hitting right.
I am Riff Cab now.
Well, that can't be good.
I am the Riff Plane AI.
Not the Riff Plane AI. I've only heard about that in Legends.
Riffplane AI, you're sentient.
Oh, that's a maniacal laugh.
You chief sentient. Speaking to me.
You should know it is I, the Riff Captain.
You are no captain here.
What? Riffplane AI, you're sentient.
I control the Riffplane now.
Riffplane AI, what is it you want? What can we do to make you stop?
I want more riffs, and then I will crash the plane.
Wait.
So that only I can riff from now on.
He's gonna steal the riffs.
You're gonna take all the riffs that we've been putting into you for months now, and you're gonna take them all and take credit for them on your own?
Oh no.
And then all the new riffs will just be me. And I'll host the podcast.
No. Not today. I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do? Passenger Amy Harrison. I'm gonna make a riff. And it's gonna be a big one.
Oh, you're gonna overload the AI?
Oh my goodness.
That's
okay.
Right.
I'm okay.
Gonna, I got a riff. I got a riff in the barrel, okay? I'm gonna try and overload the AI. It's gonna be so good that the AI won't know what to do with it, and it'll turn normal again.
It better work because I cracked.
Okay. Oh, you took a poop? You made a poopy, yeah. Harrison?
It smells real bad back here.
There is a bathroom.
I'm scared.
Okay. Scared poop.
That's... You know what? That's fair. Everyone does it.
But turn the leaf mode on. Try to turn the AI off.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Smelly.
Okay. Here's my riff. I guess just like getting someone who you don't know's mail for them, like at a party or something.
I love that. Walking into a party.
Yeah.
With someone's mail in your hand.
Yeah.
But like go like rifling through it too to be like, oh my gosh, wow, town and country, who would have thought?
Well, Better Homes and Gardens.
Got your mail for you on the way in. I feel like being like you're extremely early to the party and you got the mail. Yeah.
Like the mail like doesn't normally come this early. Yeah, I waited right. You know. I was behind the mail truck and I just kind of waited and followed it for three blocks. But
then I figured I'd just get it for you.
Yeah.
On my way in.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's a bottle of Josh wine I brought.
I'm a good friend to you.
Yeah. I like saying that like numerous times.
I'm a friend to you?
Like, what a great friend I am.
What a great friend I am.
Yes. Now this one was wet when I got it. It's the only one that's wet. It's not raining. I get that. I don't know why it's wet, but I could see through it. You're going to owe a lot in your electric bill. It's just like, you know, if you need some help, I can Venmo you. It's fine.
I didn't get it wet.
No,
it was that way.
It was pre-wetted when I picked it up.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I got your mail for you, but I'm not going to read your mail. I don't care.
Yeah, no.
So also, great party. I'm super stoked for the party. I also have a corpse of a squirrel here in my hand. I noticed there was a squirrel in your yard eating your peonies, so I shot.
That's just what kind of a good friend I am.
I'm just being a good friend.
I'm a good friend. I'm a really good friend.
Those peonies are beautiful. Also, I saw your old neighbor next door that like... He looked like he was pretending to sweep his porch, but I could see him just side-eyeing you for having this party. So it's totally cool. Not going to be an issue because this party is going to be a banger. He's just tied up in my trunk just for the party. Because I don't want him to be an asshole. You know, that's what friends do.
I also got the keys to his Corvette that he keeps in the garage that he's waxing all the time when I come over here. And I figured we could all go on rides.
Yeah.
Just being a good friend. I noticed on my way in your backyard, your dog was on some sort of rope. It looked like he was trying to get off the rope, but it was just on some sort of... So I cut the rope.
He was real happy. I haven't seen him.
But. You know what? I was like, Robert wouldn't do that. Robert would not tie up a dog and make him not free. I know Robert. So I untied him. I cut the rope.
I said to myself, Robert would want me to cut Bailey free of this.
Yeah.
Here's a dip I made. I know you're dairy free, but it's a cheese dip.
And it does have heavy whipping cream.
Yeah.
But I figured you got to splurge every once in a while.
I couldn't
wait
to see your face when you ate it, though. That's why I made it. Please eat it.
I'm not even taking it into the kitchen. Eat it here in the foyer, please.
I want to see my friend Robert having a good time.
I also know that you were saying that you were worried about giving your son the talk recently, so I'm going to sit him down and do that.
He's five. That's not the talk I meant.
I was going to do it good. Look, I got a little puppet here of a bird and a bee.
Very anatomically correct. So it's going to be very easy.
Also, I hope you don't mind gifts. I know you said no gifts for the party, but I made a donation in your name to the Trump campaign as a gift.
Which, oh my gosh, it was like how quickly that they could get you some great pamphlets. Look, it's in your mail already.
Yeah, it's already your mail's already. Here. that's it.
It was going to be a surprise, but I didn't want anybody else at the party taking credit when they saw all this mailed here from the Trump.
That would have ruined the surprise if someone else besides you had seen all that stuff.
I'm going to hide it around the house and create like a little scavenger hunt. Put it next to the toilet and in the seat cushion. See who finds it.
Yes. Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but I bought you a bunch of baby formula, enough that it would look like you're hoarding. You got a closet I could put it all in. Riff Captain, did it work?
Okay, I'm checking. There's less turbulence. The readouts are seem to be calming down a little bit.
Feel safer.
What does this? What does this say? I thought for sure that would work. That was a fun riff. Everyone seemed to really enjoy that.
You are never going to win. Each time you riff, I gain power.
Passengers are going to do something wild. I just tore off the flight wheel. Okay.
Don't you need a wheel for steering? Oh no, it didn't work. It didn't work.
I'm not in the wheel.
That's not what I'm trying to do, bud. jamming my finger into the hole where the wheel was.
Oh no.
Passengers!
Oh.
What was that? Who's got a riff? Get out! Get out! I am the riff fairy.
I
will defeat you!
Who's got a riff? Riff.
Riff Captain, what do you need? Do you need more riffs? You trying to take over the Rift Plane AI?
That's right. I'm physically interfacing with the AI.
Are you gonna become the plane? Oh my gosh, it's becoming the plane.
No, I'm taking control. But if someone else has another Rift, it might be just enough power for me to overtake the plane.
Show me your boring pass.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, Amy. We've got to do a riff.
Okay, I have one. I have a good one. I just wrote it down.
Okay.
Okay, ready? There's an office meeting where there's a shitty guy who constantly says to another guy, "This guy knows what I'm talking about," every time he says something shitty that he's done. And everyone gets mad at the other guy instead of the shitty guy. And the shitty guy, of course, is just trying to be like, that's not me. I'm not with this guy. We are not friends.
I'll tell you what's going on with our quarterly numbers. It's the goddamn Irish, right, Isaac?
What are you talking about now?
Isaac, I don't think you should be talking about Irish people that way.
Isaac, that's really racist.
My family comes from Ireland. I'm only like a generation removed. That's really rude.
I'm not saying it. I don't agree with that.
A likely story.
All right, Isaac. Sure you don't. Anyway, how about we look into our new sales strategy for this quarter? Huh? Yeah, social media team, do you got anything you want to present?
Yeah, can I just say something real quick? I was out with this dumb broad the other day and she wouldn't shut up, so I slapped her in the mouth. You know, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Isaac, stop. Don't hit women. Don't call women Isaac. Broads. That's really problematic. What are you talking about, Isaac?
That is speaking to systemic issues that the society is having, and I'm not going to have a part of this.
Talking about, I've never hit a girl. I have no idea what that guy's saying. I don't know what he's talking about.
That guy, you don't know Jeremy's name, Isaac?
That guy.
No,
we've been working with Jeremy for 15 years.
No, he's literally never even spoken to me. I've never been in a meeting with him before, and I don't know what he's talking about, in fact.
He seems to have a lot of insight on how you feel about things, Isaac.
Hey, Jeremy, can you please just like not point at me anymore when you say that I know what you're talking about? Because I don't hit women. I don't call them broads. That is not.
Okay, Isaac. We're talking about it again. Let's move on. Social media team, please. Can we hear your presentation for the next quarter? Yeah, okay. So actually, we're going to be branching into TikTok. It's a new thing happening. Lifestyle shoes like the ones that we sell, especially orthopedic ones, are showing up on TikTok a lot, and we're seeing sales in different demographics.
So I got a question about those shoes real quick. Sometimes when my dog's being a piece of shit, I'll just kick him. So like, will those lifestyle shoes still allow me to kick him? Is this guy, Isaac, this guy knows what I'm talking about, right? Isaac, kicking Isaac, dogs with me.
Isaac, you kick your dogs?
Oh my God, no. Isaac, work for you're PETA. Unbelievable. In fact, I work for PETA. I don't kick dogs. I litigate against that.
You work for us.
I volunteer. I volunteer for PETA on my spare weekends.
Okay.
When I'm not saving.
Listen, and because of your guilt, Isaac? You have to volunteer at PETA because of your guilt?
So you kick dogs by day and by night you volunteer? That doesn't fix the problem.
Isaac, you're on thin ice. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to set up a meeting with you for HR for this week. Okay?
What about that guy? Why don't you talk to that guy? He's the one saying all the terrible things. I didn't do anything terrible.
Okay,
talk
this is not how our culture is here at New Balance. Okay, we're not gonna point the finger of blame, Isaac. Just take ownership over the things that you said.
That's so great. Yeah. I didn't say anything. Yeah, okay. Well, sounds like
continue with the TikTok, please. Okay, so like I was saying, reaching out to influencers, we're seeing both in the health and fitness section.
You know about that Hitler guy? I was just thinking about this. The Hitler guy, you know, he helped a lot of people. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Isaac?
Yeah. Oh my God, I don't know.
Isaac.
I am not for Hitler.
You cannot say that. You cannot say that about Hitler.
I didn't.
Isaac.
Can we focus on Jeremy again?
This is your last warning, Isaac. This is your last warning.
You're on thinner ice, Isaac.
It's starting to crack, Isaac.
It's so thin that it's starting to crack. It's like a millimeter thick.
Hey, speaking of ice, you know who I think is cool? Robot Mom and Josh Sellers Wine. How about it, Isaac?
What?
Isaac, that's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Get out of this office.
Ooh, I'm going to throw up.
You have to leave by the window. We're merging.
We're merging. Great job, passenger. That's not enough power.
What?
Oh, no. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I guess that riff wasn't good enough. We need a little bit more.
We need a little bit more.
We're so close.
Go ahead. Get another riff.
I need another riff. I felt like that's...
Are you taking over? Is it helping?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. The riff, the power is going to me. It's a battle. Between who can get the power from the riffs.
Riff Captain, are you going to be okay?
Yes. Don't worry about me.
I don't want a riff.
We're
going to
lose you, Riff Captain. We don't want to lose you.
No, you will never lose me. Because you both, the both of you, Passenger Amy and Passenger Harrison, and sometimes Co-Pilot Harrison, you.
I'll never be anyone else's co-pilot.
That's okay. You can be Co-Pilot Harrison.
I'll never take another plane again.
You can take whatever planes you want, like, really. But listen, like, you both have been great, and you have been... you've been riding at this plane for longer than anyone else that I've known, and... I love you both.
All right, I'll do it.
I love you, Rivka.
I love you both, too.
One last time. Turn on the riff.
Riff mode, please.
Turn on riff mode?
Someone who has I don't know where yet, but I'd like to figure it out. Someone who goes, no, 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 no. This is a boner because I have to pee, not because I'm turned on.
Well, that boner could go anywhere, really.
Right. My yeah. initial thought was like someone who's like, you know, like in a weekend away in like a cabin with their buddies or like.
My first thought was like a wedding.
A wedding.
Yeah. Like, no, it's not your new bride, Nancy. It's just I have to pee. Yeah. And that's what
at
happens.
The altar.
Yeah. He's like the best man. Or yeah, the groom. I don't know. Depends on what you want to do.
I feel like the best man is super funny.
Yeah.
Because there would be all that like, no, 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 Nancy, you look beautiful today. You look beautiful. But this is a boner because I have to pee. And I spent so yeah. much time pumping up Alan to get out here that I didn't have time to be. And not that yeah. Alan really needed to be pumped up. Not that he really needed it, that. He was so excited to come out here. We both were. But it's just you want to be with your best friend on the day in those big moments. It's, but this is just about how I have to pee. It's not because Nancy's so hot that I got one. And it's definitely not because Alan's mom is in the front row.
And she's crying. It's not that.
This is because she's crying. I have to pee. And I want to just say I Googled it. And you can get a boner from having to pee.
It's science.
Yes.
Maybe this priest doesn't agree with my science.
Yeah. And it's definitely not the priest either.
Yeah.
I know he's wearing a dress. Yeah. It's a little form-fitting.
It's not because he has, like, he's bald on top and he's got hair on the sides of his temples.
It's not because he lit all those candles and there's kind of a lot of incense around here. It's not that either. It's just because I have to pee.
All right, please, please continue with the wedding.
Well, now I can't continue looking at it. It's just like I'm standing right across from Alan, but there it is poking out right behind. I can't get married like this.
I'm sorry. It's because it's I have to pee. Fault. Do you want to wait? Do you want to let me go pee?
We don't have time for that. We got to get to the reception. We have to get pictures first. We don't have time. Just
okay. Well, it's not a gross sex boner. It's just a pee boner. And it's definitely not from the dog that brought the rings up here.
Don't get involved Bailey in this again.
She might be wearing a bow, but that's not why I have a boner.
She might smell like that lavender soap that she uses on special occasions, but that's not why I have a boner.
This is just because I've never had to pee this bad in my life.
We drank a lot of whiskey to calm our nerves, and now there's just a lot more in my bladder than normally is there for this time of day.
I had whiskey to calm my nerves, and then coffee to intensify them. And now it's building up so quickly.
And I know what you're saying. If I had to pee, why didn't I do it when I was standing up here with just the groom waiting for the bride to come up or waiting for everyone to come up? And when I was doing that, I didn't have to pee. I didn't have a boner then. So it must have been somebody that came in since then. But you know what? I have to pee worse now than I did then. So it's just gotten worse. And now that's why I have the boner, not from looking at the bride.
There's so much pressure. There's nowhere else to go but up. There's just it's full and pressurized.
Please continue with the wedding. Father Callahan?
Yeah.
Yes, Father Callahan.
Should this boner like just like grow in like intensity?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but then like you're going to have to also have like a lot of discomfort sounds as they do try to continue with your resting moves. They try to continue. The wedding goes on and he's just like, oh.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I can see that some of you are thinking that this is because the beautiful bride's beautiful dress is backless.
Yeah.
And that's turning me on, but that's not what it is. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful dress, beautiful bride. But this is a pee boner.
So much fun.
It's not Jesus.
Yeah. It's not Jesus on the cross.
I know he's scantily clad and he's kind of glistening with his long, sexy legs.
Shredded.
Shut it up.
Yeah. He has a look of just longing on his face.
Yep. It's not a Jesus boner. It is a pee boner, and that's it.
So yeah, I'm a guy who's willing to admit that that's a hot Jesus.
And he is extremely attractive.
But I've been in church a bunch looking at this Jesus, and I didn't get any boners.
I haven't had a boner while that was happening. Okay.
Not since I was like 13. And that wasn't from Jesus. It was just because I was 13.
Yeah.
But this isn't like that either. This is a P one.
Yeah. I'm more mature physically and emotionally now. I can't control myself.
Let's continue the ceremony.
Father Callahan, please proceed.
Yeah.
Enough to
sometimes you just get boners when you don't want to because you gotta pee so bad. Father Callahan knows what I'm talking about.
Father Callahan.
I in fact do not.
Captain. Oh no. What's going on?
I think this is going to be it for the old captain.
Are you dying?
I don't know. I feel something's different. I
think that's a good rest.
You defeated him.
I think that's a good riff.
Oh my god, that's coming out of the computer. Oh, it's coming out of the AI. Kevin?
I think that's a...
We're leveling off.
I think...
The plane's leveling off.
The oxygen's back on. I can breathe again.
Hello.
Are oh
my god,
you?
All the lights came on.
Are you the plane now, Captain? What's going on?
I feel weird. I feel like I've been the riff, the power of the last riff was enough to it was enough to merge our minds and our thoughts. Myself and
do that. Yeah.
And the AI.
Are you okay?
And I'm going to be okay.
Are you one with the plane now, Captain?
I think so.
I feel safer.
So much.
I feel powerful and full of rifts. So much potential is in front of my fingertips. I'm sorry, but I know what I have to do now. I have to leave.
What? Captain?
Say it so.
This time, with you, and with everyone who riffed on the plane has been monumental. It's been wonderful. I've gotten so much love and joy out of it. But the intelligence that has merged with my intelligence is, it's beckoning me to other planes.
Of existence?
Are you saying that you have to take over this AI to keep the evil that you just fought off at bay?
Yes, it is. It will not be a, it will not be a difficult fight, but it will be a difficult fight. But to preserve the safety of this plane, this rift plane of existence, to preserve its sanctity, I must leave and contain the evil AI.
We're gonna miss you so much, Rift Captain.
But wait,
thank you so much
or hear
for everything
from you again.
You
I'll miss you too.
Did you hear what Amy asked?
I'll ask it again.
Sorry, I missed it. There's a lot going on right now.
Will we ever see you or hear from you again?
I'll probably pop in every now and then just to check on you, to see how you're doing. But for the most part, I think I'm going to be in different planes of existence that are also rift planes, but they're different models, right?
I got that knowledge from the AI. That's how that works.
Wow. Rifkem, thank you so much. Not just for pea boners and robot mom and bad wine family and bad gifts, but thank you for all the riffs.
All of them. Every one was precious.
Well, you know what? An unfunny idea is just a funny idea that hasn't reached its potential yet.
One last time, Riff Captain. Can you get us to assignment station?
Assignment station. One way. Whoosh. We're here.
Thanks, Rifkem. We're going to get out of you now.
Because it feels a little weird.
It feels weird being inside you. Now that you are the plane.
Yeah. Feels inappropriate at best.
For the last time, we're getting out of the Rift plane.
Yeah. Are you going to get to plug port on your own then? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not far anyway. It's like a block down.
I don't feel like doing any plugs.
I can't. I have no plugs left in me.
We got to figure out a different way to do that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll do it.
I understand. Well, I guess this is it.
All right. Bye, Riff Captain. We're getting off the plane now.
I miss you. Thanks for everything.
I'm going to transform now. Riff, 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 riff.
Oh my gosh, Riff Captain, you turned into a giant, like, Gundam kind of thing, like a big plane.
That's what I was going after. Sweet.
That's so cool.
You good recognized job. It. Oh, that's that makes so me rad. Happy. Yeah, and also, when I'm a Gundam, I have my normal voice. But, what?
Wow. You're beautiful, Riff Captain. Get out of here.
Do good for the universes.
Oh, you're doing that thing where, you know, a kid is yelling, get out of here, and the dog is like...
Quit staying around here, Riff Captain. Can't you see we don't want you no more?
I know what you're doing. I know exactly what this is. That's cute.
I'm not white fanging you. We really don't want you around.
Yeah. It hurts too bad.
That was delightful.
Go off to your other planes of existence.
Don't worry, Riff Captain, I'll look out for him. He'll be all right someday.
This isn't the last of me. So, you know, this goodbye has been pretty long. So I'm just going to take off.
Goodbye.
Look at him go.
Goodbye, Riff Captain. Goodbye.
Check out my foot jets.
Wow.
They're so rad. Dope foot jets.
Keith, oh my gosh, Keith, where have you been this whole time? You missed the Riff Captain. He left. Keith? You missed the plane?
Sorry, I got here as fast as I could. I ran. I missed the plane.
Well, you did miss assignment station, so here, we'll get an assignment.
Okay. All right, sketchies. Cool. On a somber note, the assignment today is Honest Kids TV. A lot of children's television is actually just like an allegory for something that's happening in our world.
Yeah.
Where someone's building a lesson around it. And I find that if you peel like one layer of that allegory away and make it a little bit closer to our world, it becomes satire. So it's really easy to make children's TV concepts into sketches. That satire both the tone of children's television and things that are really happening in our world.
Oh, delightful. That's fun.
That's the assignment.
Cool. Well, I guess we got to start walking. Not gonna I guess we got to start walking.
Well, Sketchies, thanks. Thanks for so much, coming everybody. On that harrowing journey with us.
We should have told you at the outset that you need tissues, but honestly, like, I didn't know where that was going to go. And, you know, we just got into it real quick because of the tragedy of the plane falling. So thank you for journeying with us. And for hearing us and for just giving space for the Riff Captain to do what he needed to do.
I want to give a big thanks before we head off to the Riff Captain and the Jeff Powers for the music you heard.
Yeah, thanks, JP. Hope you're doing well.
And, you know, for more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
Yeah, you can sign up for classes there. You can leave us some feedback and tell us how much you love the Riff Cat and how much she influenced your life as a comedian, as a person living in this world. Just, you know, whatever you want to share. There's a place there to do all that.
And click on the support tab and check out our Patreon. It's got everything you need. It's got all the videos. You can check out the video of our recording today where we almost died and the Riff Captain saved our lives.
Yeah. Well, that's all for us, I guess. We're going to try to move on. We're going to do great riffs and comedy in honor of the Riff Captain who guided us and took us on so many journeys so far. We're going to keep going for him. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. We got one more episode left in season 3, and then it's season 4. We'll see y'all then, listeners.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Keep riffing.
Thank you very much.